past, the traditional early primaries and caucuses and straw polls essentially were in states where there were minimal Latino voters, places like Iowa and New Hampshire. But now, California, Nevada, Florida, and other states with formidable Latino voters have pushed up their primaries. So what does that mean for Latino voters in the 2008 presidential primaries?
They definitely will have a bigger say than other elections, not only on who the president will be, but who the nominee will be. There will be a lot more diversity in the primary election process. Iowa, New Hampshire, about 90% of the voters are white. Now, when you have all these other states that are bringing up their primaries, there will be just so much more diversity. And the Hispanic vote being the fastest growing vote of the electorate definitely will make a difference. According to NALEO, the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials, more than 80% of the Latino electorate will have an opportunity to cast a ballot for a presidential nominee either before or by Super Tuesday, February 5th.
So in the last election, President Bush received about 40% of the Latino vote. That's in 2004. They worked very hard to get that vote. But now some political pundits say that the immigration issue is turning Latinos away from the Republican Party. This is interesting because you've got many Democrats that are taking a very staunch anti-immigrant, anti-undocumented immigrant positions. But if immigrants, for the most part, are not voters, what happens when non-immigrant Latinos then